professor who didn't get tenure decides to go on a shooting rampage. Now all the details are starting to trickle out. Her husband, shocked that she was capable of such a thing, said he still loves her. She apparently went to the range and was practicing up before she decided to go and hunt her prey, sadly. In the meantime, boy, the Democrats are worried about this one. Big news on the Hill today. Senator Evan Baugh is not going to seek a third term. So the Democrat from Indiana is not going to go for it. Once again, a very, very popular among his party, but also creates an opening for the GOP. So what's up with Senator Baugh? Why is he booting politics, at least on the Hill? Here's what he said, folks, earlier in the day.
I work with Democrats, Republicans, and independents alike to do the nation's business in a way that is civil and constructive. I'm fortunate to have good friends on both sides of the aisle, something that's much too rare in Washington today. After all of these years, my passion for service to our fellow citizens is undiminished, but my desire to do so by serving in Congress has waned. For some time, I've had a growing conviction that Congress is not operating as it should. There is much too much partisanship and not enough progress, too much narrow ideology and not enough practical problem solving. Even at a time of enormous national challenge, the people's business is not getting done. Examples of this are legion, but two recent ones will suffice. 2 weeks ago, the Senate voted down a bipartisan commission to deal with one of the greatest threats facing our nation, our exploding deficits and debt. The measure would have passed, but seven members who endorsed the idea, actually co-sponsored the legislation, instead voted no for short-term political reasons. Just last week, a major piece of legislation to create new jobs, our nation's a top priority today, fell apart amidst complaints from both the left and the right. All of this and much more has led me to believe that there are better ways to serve my fellow citizens, my beloved state, and our nation than continued service in Congress. To put it in words I think most people can understand, I love working for the people of Indiana. I love helping our citizens make the most of their lives, but I do not love Congress. I will not, therefore, be a candidate for re-election to the United States Senate this November. My decision should not be interpreted for more than it is, a very difficult, deeply personal one. I'm an executive at heart. I value my independence. I am not motivated by strident partisanship or ideology. These traits may be useful in many walks of life, but unfortunately they are not highly valued in Congress.
Wow, this is a giant, giant hole in the side of the Democrats, because there is one person who could challenge in Indiana, a guy who's a business owner for a tiny, tiny cafe. But really, on the ballot, what will be, I think, choice here is going to be the GOP candidate. So with Baugh saying he's not going to seek re-election, it brings up a lot of questions. And particularly, he did say nothing was getting done on the right and the left, but this is bad news for Barack Obama. We know the House seats are up, and now this giant Senate seat staring the GOP, daring them to take a bite out of this. And there's a very, very, very good chance that they could jump on this. So, you know, why all of a sudden? Some people are speculating that perhaps he wants to be, you know, he wants to again be the Indiana governor. Or is it a case of he's being pushed that maybe the White House isn't out of his grasp? Or maybe it's just a case of, I'm tired of all this crap. I'm like the regular people. I'm sick of it. Nothing's getting done. I'm tired of the whole thing. So I'm really honestly doing what I'm saying I'm doing here in this little news conference. I'm going to bolt. I'm done. I'm not going to go for the re-election deal. So he's bowing out of the 2010 race, saying it's pure disgust that is sending me. I'm just tired of it. But wow, his whole career, most of his life has been in politics. So that it seems a little flaky. It seems as though there may be something else he's trying to grab, like the two things that I threw out there, president or possibly governor, if that. So the GOP is looking pretty good here, especially when you think of who could possibly step into his shoes on the Democratic side. And it's a woman who, as I mentioned, owns a tiny, tiny cafe in Bloomington and hasn't ever run for a big kind of political stakes, high stakes game, you know, office. So even when she was running against the popular incumbent at the time, because she's done it before, but didn't have much of a chance, and that was Bob himself, boy, you just have to assume that there's a great chance that this seat gets flipped big time. The Republican candidate is Dan Coats, who actually held that seat before Bob won it 12 years ago. So this is huge, huge news. We can see everything tipping in D.C., the frustrations and people weighing their political options, worried about what's going to happen to their seats based on what this past year has been like with this new administration. Name of the show is America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. If you just happened to tune in, you were flipping through the 70s tunes, or you had on your Sirius and you just got bored with it and decided to go to talk radio, welcome aboard. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're talking about the happiest cities in the U.S. Did your city make the list? I don't know. You might be surprised by a few of them. I will tell you this. I lived in three of them, but I don't live in one of them now. There's a big hint for you. Also coming up on this show, we'll talk about a huge news as far as the capture of a major Taliban chief. This is big. Now, maybe there is some reality in what we've talked about forever. Can you really defeat the Taliban? Can you really knock down that elusive thing called terror? So by capturing one of the most important Taliban figures since the Afghanistan fracas began, this is huge, huge news. Also on the heels of those 12 civilians being killed because a rocket veered off course, this is good news to happen in the wake of that, to soften, sadly, the blow of those civilian casualties that have President Karzai enraged, and a lot of people talking about what's going on in Afghanistan and what about the collateral damage. So knocking down one of the top military commanders for the Taliban in this joint op by the U.S. and Pakistani forces in Karachi is just absolutely, I can't even tell you how huge it is. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 plus 10 plus 10. The guy's name, by the way, was Mullah Baradar. And he is one of the main level guys. I mean, he's like a spiritual leader, and he has close ties to Osama bin Laden. And so you wonder what kind of information can possibly be gained, or what will he give up, if anything? CIA is very mum on this. The Pentagon also pretty silent on it, although I'm not surprised by that. But doesn't it give you hope that this thing could maybe be winnable to knock down the Taliban? Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about security. I always thought that the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or the terror routes would go through computers and try to knock us off the grid and that kind of stuff. So we're going to talk about security issues and something wacky happened with ATMs. That's next.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Your debit card. You're going to Target or Saks Fifth Avenue, even to get your groceries. I mean, I really, very few people I know carry around big wads of cash anymore. In fact, usually the problem is they have no cash. It's all on the cards, whether it's the debit card or the credit cards. But primarily, people are using the debit card. So who better to have back on this show to talk about some of my biggest fears than Robert Siciliano, security consultant to Intellius.com. So go there, check out the website. They have some great things that you can sign up for. I was just doing that a while ago. Intellius.com. That's right. Right, Robert?
That is correct. Thank you.
In talking about the debit card thing, it's so true. I looked around today just because I knew you were coming on and we were doing this whole thing about security. And I went to a couple of different places, from just a simple tennis shop to a grocery store to, I think it was Macy's, and everybody was using cards. Nobody's pulling out cash. So that's the first thing. I mean, we know we're all using the cards. You scared us to death last time you were on. But now apparently there's a way that criminals are buying ATMs online and they're, is this right, setting them up to steal your debit cards? How are they doing that?
Yeah, I actually bought an ATM machine online. Anybody can do it. There are no regulations whatsoever. The ATM industry allows anybody, whether you're a criminal, you know, felon, convicted of a crime, or just a man on the street, you can buy an ATM machine off of Craigslist. The one I got was $750. And when I got this ATM machine, it had over 1,000 credit and debit card numbers on it. So they're actually selling the ATMs with the data on it. You know, that's how unregulated this industry is right now.
Wow. I mean, we got to do something about this. What can you possibly do? You got to who do we complain to?
Yeah, I've done all the complaining I can do, and I'm still complaining. See, here's the problem. This is an unregulated industry that allows this to occur. You have to be licensed to buy lock picking equipment. but you don't have to be licensed to buy and dispense cash, buy an ATM and dispense cash. So the one that I got, you know, with 1,000 credit and debit card numbers on it, we rolled this thing in and out of Boston, and we put it on street corners, and immediately people went up and started using it. You know, that, and people are just, you know, naive to this. They have no idea that this is going on. So I recommend that if you ever see, like, one of those independent ATM machines at a convenience store, at a gas station, outside of a building, especially if it's outside of a building, I don't recommend the independent ones. If you're going to use one at a bank branch, okay? And even if you're going to use one at a bank branch, you still can't trust that one either. ATM skimming is a huge problem. It's a $1 billion issue. And what ATM skimming is, it's when the criminal hacker has a device that looks like it fits on the face of the ATM machine. It has the same color of the plastics, the same, it fits right over the card slot like it belongs there. And when the unsuspecting, you know, ATM user puts their debit card in, the skimmer skims the information off the magnetic strip. It literally grabs that data, and then with a small pinhole camera, they will shoot the pin pad so they can get your pin code as you're punching it in. So now they have the information off the magnetic strip, they have your pin code, and what they do is they go back to the ATM machine later on, like 5 minutes to midnight, they had taken that data and they burnt it onto what's called blank ATM cards, white cards. They burnt the information on there. Now they have functional ATM cards with your data on it, and they have your PIN code from the small camera, and they drain your bank account. So 5 minutes to midnight, they take the maximum dollar amount, which is usually like $500, and then after midnight, they do the exact same thing. And they'll do this until you either notice it or until the account's drained or until they shut it down.
Wow, that's scary. ATM skimming, and same thing. I mean, not regulated. Criminals find a way to do this, and okay, so then there's a big rip off that goes on, and somebody alerts the police and the banks and whatever. But you're still out your cash until they crack down on it.
And they just caught three Bulgarians in Boston, and one of the guys had $99,000 in 20s. Now, where do you get $99,000 in 20s? You know,
that's ATM.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and they caught them just before they were leaving the country. And, you know, they caught one guy on camera, and fortunately, there was actually a local Boston cop that was one of the people that was scammed, and he was part of the investigation, and they caught the guys. But, you know, a couple of years back, they got away with $400,000 over a 3 or 4 month period of time. So this is one of those things where you're not going to know this is happening to you if you're using an independent ATM. You're just not going to know because, you know, no regulation, anybody can do it. If it's a bank ATM machine, even the bank tellers and the bank managers aren't all that aware of the crime. I had done a Fox News segment over the summertime, and there was a guy in New York City that was using an ATM machine, and he noticed that he was having a hard time getting his card in and out of the machine, and he actually pulled the skimming device off the face of the ATM, right? So now the skimming device is in his hand. He walks into the bank branch, shows the manager. The manager says, "Thank you. Have a nice day," and he left. And then he remembered that there's two parts of the scam. There's also a small camera. So he gets back in line at the ATM machine, and he remembered there was a camera, and he pulled a small mirror off the face of the machine that had a camera inside of a box behind it. So, you know, knowing that there was two parts, he brought that back into the bank and said, "Oh, and here's the camera that's taking everybody's picture." And the bank manager said, "Ooh, maybe we should shut that ATM machine down now."
Oh, man.
Yeah, like that's how clueless they are. You know, that's where they're coming from. So if the bank manager is that clueless and the public is getting, you know, raked over the coals, I have a strong and stern warning to people out there. You have to pay close attention to these things because people are getting billed every single day, and this is like one of the easiest crimes to commit, and it's actually one of the hottest crimes to get caught for. So look for protruding devices on the face of the ATM. A protruding device would be, you know, something over the card slot that just doesn't look like it belongs there. If you can pull something off the face, like with it's two-sided tape or Velcro, that's obviously a red flag. If you see a brochure holder on the side of the ATM machine, or even what we did was we put a mirror on the face of our ATM machine, just like they did in New York, and inside a box behind it was a small camera, and you could pull it off with Velcro. And so if you see like a mirror or a brochure holder that may have a small camera in it, investigate it, look at it. The best thing you can actually do, like what is fail-safe, even if they get the information off the magnetic strip, if you cover your PIN while you're punching it in, well, they're going to have a much harder time turning that data into cash, because if they don't have your PIN code, they can't withdraw money from your account. So I recommend that as you're punching in your PIN code, you literally cover up the PIN code with your hand. So you cup your hand over the PIN while you're punching it in. You'll make it that much harder for them to turn it into money.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a great idea. And here's the other thing. So many people are going on eBay, for example. I have a ton of friends who get stuff on eBay. And I even asked Matt Johnson, our technical maestro, about that. And he gets on and uses debit cards and everything when he's ordering online. Should we be worried about all this and numbers getting ripped off through eBay or Craigslist or any of those things?
There are plenty of criminal hackers out there that are attacking databases that have our information, our credit card numbers and our debit card numbers. So consider your information already compromised. I mean, there have been 450 million records compromised just in the past few years alone. So here's the deal. This is what I recommend. And have you ever got one of those letters in the mail saying that your debit card or your credit card was compromised and
yes,
they sent you a new card?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got three of them in the past couple of years, and many, many people have. So, you know, being that that's the case, what you have to do, you can't protect the card, because every time you give it out over the phone, email, you know, online, in person, waitress, gas station attendant, every time you give it out, there's a chance it's going to get compromised. So really, all you can do is reactively pay close attention to your statements, and I mean like every week. You have to go online, look at your statement, look at the charges, look at the withdrawals, make sure they were authorized by you. If they weren't, then it was a criminal hacker. So you have to pay close attention. Because if you don't pay close attention, the bank's not going to pay close attention for you. I have a friend right now that's fighting with MasterCard because money was taken out of her bank account because somebody skimmed her, and she didn't notice it for 45 days.
Oh.
And they're not giving her the money. Like, they're just not giving her the money. So you have to pay close attention to your statements.
Yeah.
And what I recommend that people do, you know, is, you know, protect your identities. Go online to Intellius.com. That's Intellius.com. Invest in identity theft protection. And see me online at ID Theft
Security. Great stuff, Robert. Intellius.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Fair or foul, then we head to the headers here on America Tonight. Family Guy, kind of a funny show. I've watched it a bunch. A lot of you have called and quoted some of the stuff from the Family Guy, you know what I'm talking about. And they're taking a little heat for mocking what they say is Sarah Palin's son Trigg for having Down syndrome. You'll have to listen. We're going to play a little snippet of it so that we'll actually play it so you get a sense of what it is. I'll give you the setup here, though. And the show has a history of pushing the envelope, of course. It's comedy. That's what they do. And that's absolutely the kind of show the Family Guy is, which is why so many of you call up and say, oh, you should play that, you should play this, because you know exactly what I'm talking about. So in this episode, the main character dates a mentally disabled girl. While never mentioning Palin by name, the girl drew a comparison to her son, Trigg, Palin's son, when she told Chris, my dad's an accountant, my mom's the former governor of Alaska. Sarah Palin hasn't commented on this whatsoever, but Seth MacFarlane definitely was, and this cartoon is supposed to be that irreverent comedic kind of jab, push the envelope deal, which is exactly, like I said, that they do. And he certainly does it here. Take a listen to it.
Well, I'm glad we're finally going out, Ellen. I've really liked you for a long time.
Hey, what the hell you think you're doing?
Sitting down?
Get up and pull my chair out for me.
Oh, goodness, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's better. You're going to be this rude all evening? You haven't asked me anything about myself.
Oh, sorry. So what do your parents do?
That's better. My dad's an accountant, and my mom is the former governor of Alaska.
Oh, that's cool.
It's real cool. Now get up, come over here, and give me a shoulder massage.
Okay. Boy, you're tougher than a doggy dominatrix.
All right. I saw a poll on HuffingtonPost.com. They posted that little clip there, and their poll said this. It just said, are you offended? Yes, no, or, you know, you thought it was funny. And I looked at what the what people had written in, and the people that took part in the poll said, did the Family Guy go too far? 45% said no, 21% said yes, and then 33% said it didn't offend me, but it was funny. And keep in mind, that's the whole Seth MacFarlane bag, and that's what they're trying to do on Family Guy. And there was definitely a jab there, but I don't know so much that they were trying to. I think it was more directly a hit on Palin, and obviously, you know, here he is with this girl, so it does make reference comparison to the son. But like I said, that's what the Family Guy does, and I think she'll probably, unless enough people draw it to her attention, I think this one goes kind of unnoticed. I don't know. What did you think of it? You listened to it, Matt.
I don't think it was that big of a deal, but at the same time, I disagree with you on the fact that she won't make a big deal about it, because she usually finds any reason to get her name out there.
So you are a big fan of Sarah Palin. So.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Love her so much.
So, you know, she does. They do put her in the. She is out there, her people, because that's what they're doing. But she's been going on the Rahm Emanuel thing, and I think that she'll capitalize, as all the Republicans are, on this whole thing that's going on with the Democrats dropping out. So I think if somebody really brings it to her attention, then maybe. But I don't know if it's mainstream enough for her to grab that up. We'll see.
I don't know. She went after Letterman when he made a joke about her family. So I think it's probably going to be something sort of like that.
All right, we'll see. We'll see if she goes after Seth MacFarlane, but I think Letterman's still more mainstream, but we'll see. If someone points it out, maybe she jumps on it. And there's certainly enough people around her that are combing the news media for that kind of stuff. You know, however, like I said, that's the whole Family Guy deal. That's what they do there. Coming up, we're also going to do the mailbag segment in our next segment. But now for the headers, this is when we check headlines across the nation. You know, I never hit Dallas. The Dallas Morning News, pretty decent paper. Their headline reads this: missions differ for Texas governor hopefuls in dash to the primary. And they're talking about the early voting starting and the main contenders for governor going into this next couple of weeks. And when you talk about the current governor, Rick Perry, and Kay Bailey Hutchinson, that's really the two that they're talking about. And they've had some nasty ads going back and forth, sparring with each other over money and taxation and whatever. And Kay Bailey Hutchinson says it's Independence Day from Perry, who pounds Washington. And he goes after her for some of the things that she has voted on in Washington. That's pretty much the way it's been for the past couple of months since she announced that she was going to run for governor, but it's been high-spirited, to say the least. Okay, there's another interesting headline. Dallas Zoo investigating second gorilla escape. Boy, that's no good. You're going to a zoo and you read that animals are escaping in the zoo. That doesn't make you feel comfortable. And there was a horrible incident that happened a couple of years ago with a gorilla. And what happened in this case is a 19-year-old female gorilla somehow escaped her enclosure on Saturday, but it is the second gorilla escape in 6 years. So, like I said, that's no laughing matter, because the last time one escaped, they ended up, the gorilla was a male gorilla. It was 350 pounds, and it attacked three zoo visitors, was shot and killed by the Dallas police. So in this case, they were able to get to the gorilla, who was 180 pounds, had gotten out, nobody was around, the zoo was closed, and it didn't have the same kind of reaction as the last one did. But they're pounding the city to get some more money and to do some restructuring. So we'll see if that goes anywhere. A couple of gorillas in a 6-year span might raise a few eyebrows, to say the least. All right, here's another newspaper on the West Coast, the Fresno Bee. In Big Bad Journalism Times, used to have a great reputation. And the front page of the Fresno Bee reads like this. Valley works on switching to electronic medical files, and they're talking about using these carousels that used to hold paper medical charts just being empty all over the place, especially at Kaiser Permanente in Fresno, because they're putting things on, as the headline says, on file instead. So they can go to the computer, the doctor can go to a computer and write whatever they need, dig up records, etc. And thumbs up from all the people there. They say it's a good thing moving toward these electronic records, and it's improving, they think, their efficiency and medical errors. They're not having as many. They're not trying to struggle to find charts or struggling to read scrawled doctor's orders. And also, they, when they're prescribing a drug, they see it gets flagged if there's some kind of an allergic reaction. So, you know, the electronic record system, a lot of people don't like, because they think it's could lead to other things, and where do your records go, and the whole privacy thing. And doctors, on the other hand, also have to spend some pretty big money on it. If it's an individual doctor, they're probably looking at anywhere from $150,000 to maybe $200,000 on the high end, where big hospitals would spend millions in flipping over to electronic records. And the most hospitals still have all paper records. I think it's only something like 1 to 2% of hospitals have any kind of electronic system that's up and working and usable. Otherwise, it's all back to paper for everybody else. And it's clicking in to find the money, and also having people that want to have the electronic records too. Now we move from Fresno back to the Midwest, and in the Midwest we go to the Kansas City paper, the Kansas City Star. I think we've checked in with the Kansas City Star before. They're talking about a couple of different things on their front page, including this: grassroots initiatives aim to break cycle of violence in murder factory. And what they're talking about here is they're talking about shutting down murder factory, and it's a personal fight. The fight is a teenager who had a very bright future apparently was shot down as he was walking home from the library with a college application in his pocket. Couldn't be more depressing. And it's an area that they're talking about, and he was just one of the many victims. So they're having meetings and they're talking about it, and they're talking about the fact that it's just too dangerous, and they feel like they have to shut the place down. And this is a place, an area, where a zip code, if you will, where it's could be compared to sort of a Compton, California, in a much lower range though, and there have been all kinds of social problems that have hit the area, hard economic times, and sadly, they have had too many murders and things happen in that particular area, and that's why they're calling it Murder Factory, and the number is just incredible. They had 12 people killed last year, literally in a 3-block area, and that's up from the year before. So we'll see if they actually go to bulldoze it, because some people are even saying just bulldoze it over, rearrange the people. It's much too dangerous. Much too dangerous for you not to stay tuned to what's up next on America Tonight. We're going to hit the mailbag, americatonight.net, and birthdays this day in history as well.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
How lucky can one guy be?
You can always use a little Dino Martin, right? So I'm always plugging, pumping, begging for you to react to America Tonight. I guess I'm not really begging, but I offer it up at AmericaTonight.net, and a lot of you respond. So shame on me for not going to the mailbag more often. And on that note, we're going to head to the mailbag right now.
You have mail, mistress.
Sweet. This one is from Dennis McMahon, our favorite attorney in Vermont. He says, you have to love it when folks who spend their entire lives in Bob's case, in Bob's case, from the womb in politics decry partisanship. This is what our entire competitive democratic system is about. It's like saying team sports is getting too winning-oriented. It's the nature of the game. Mark my words, as I've said for years, Leahy is vulnerable in Vermont. Let the games begin. Have fun. Touche, he has a point. Politics is even more than ever like sports. I say it's like sports talk radio. You're on that team, I'm on this team, and there's no in-between, baby. But see, the problem is it's gotten nasty, Dennis, nasty. I mean, I agree, competition, that's it. That's what our system is based on, capitalism. But in the government, heated arguments that have points that make sense, that are going in a certain direction, we love. But every once in a while, you got to somehow come and meet in the middle if you're going to have anything happen, if you're going to have any kind of legislation with any kind of teeth in it pass. Or maybe it's just that one team is one way, one team's the other way. There's no in between. There's no way to bridge the gap. And you're right. We've gone down a competitive hill, but a nasty competitive hill, instead of one where, okay, we can disagree, but somehow we can occasionally meet in the middle and we can get some things done. That's the problem. Somewhere somebody has to meet in the middle. All right, this one is from Jeffo. Hey, Kate, love the show. Just started listening. Too bad. I think I missed out on that nail the score thing. I heard you mention it a couple of times. It was the final one or something for the Super Bowl. But I noticed that you talk a lot of politics. Do you think we'll ever see a third party? You've thrown that out a few times. I'd love it if we would have a third party, a viable third party. Because I think, to pick up on what Dennis said, if we're built on competition, then bring on more competition. Bring on the best, the brightest, you know, whatever. Even if eventually they get chewed up by the machine, at least in the beginning, call me an idealist. There would be something fresh out there that we could listen to and actually jump on board with, maybe. But it depends on what the third party was, and it depends on who the people that would become part of that third party that would be trotted out. I don't know that we'll see it in my lifetime, honestly. I don't know. I mean, I push for it, but I don't know that we'll see it. So there's your answer. Here's one from Chad. Chad says, hello, I was wondering where you get the birthday. Sometimes it's funny. I love how you say you might know 4 or 5. It just depends. A lot of times it's musically oriented. I'm good with the music, but when you say some of those unknown actors, I have no clue, even when you reference them as character actors. Touche, that's true. Some of the lists are very obscure, and some of them are filled with actors or musicians. It depends on what you know, I guess, and depends on maybe your age. Unless you're completely into pop culture, you're totally a voracious reader of everything, so you can span across all the edges, 20s, 30s, 40s, and then you probably know a lot of the younger people that are mentioned in the birthdays. Here's one from Bobby B. Hey, Kate, when are you going to bring back more contests? Remember you used to do that immigration thing? I haven't heard that lately. Is that a possibility? Yeah, it's funny that you bring it up because, yes, the immigration test will come back in the near future. We had a lot of fun doing that. In fact, it tripped a lot of people up. Not everything was a layup, as you would think, on the questions. Not necessarily the 100 questions that are asked to become a U.S. citizen, but some of the other things that we had could be kind of challenging, let's say. All right, thanks. That's just a sampling of some of the emails we received. I appreciate them all, and trust me, I look at them all even if I don't read them on the air. So remember, americatonight.net. Let's go from there to news you can abuse. A few offerings for you, and the one I think I like the best is this one. Chickens in New York, roaming wild in the Bronx. If you ever been to the Bronx, it doesn't seem like a place where you'd raise chickens. But Ramon Lopez says his parking lot is now home to a flock of about 75 wild roosters and some hens. He's been spending $180 a month on cracked corn. Hello, that's why they're there. He adds he doesn't know how much longer he can afford to feed the New York City chickens. Now he's hoping someone will find a shelter for the Bronx birds. Tough times, even for the birds. And that's the problem. If you're feeding them, it's like the seagulls, like anything else, they will come. They will find you. Absolutely. There's some complaints about the Olympic medals. Have you seen any of the ceremonies? They're giant. I mean, it looks like giant pieces of sun or something. So the medals awarded at the Winter Games in Vancouver, a lot of people feel resemble a Pringles chip or a Frisbee that's been microwaved. And some of the athletes have been poking fun at the Olympic prizes. Detractors say the medals awarded in Torino, though, they were more brutal, I think. They said they look like giant donuts. The winners aren't complaining so much, the ones who aren't capturing the medals. The U.S. women's hockey team has medal hopes this year. I said this earlier in an earlier hour, I think they have a good chance to win. Three-time medal holder and team member Angela Ruggiero says this year's wavy design is awesome. Of course it's awesome if they win. Who cares what it looks like to have a gold medal? How many people can say they've won a gold medal in the Olympics? Not too many people. In fact, later this week, we're going to have a former Olympic athlete on the show. And you know, we have Harry Rinker on America Tonight with us twice a month. This is something that he was known for, toys. There's a huge toy fair that's going on in New York City. It's called the American International Toy Fair. And the makers are pitching what they hope is going to be some of the must-have items for next holiday. And you know what they are? The small and high-tech stuff is still really big. Mattel has a tiny Hot Wheels remote control stealth rider. That's what they call it, for $25. Hasbro has Scrabble flash cubes that display a digital letter. That's kind of cool. And then when fit together, the cubes recognize whether they form a word and keep score. I like that. Be kind of fun to peruse around and see what some of the hot toys are. All right, let's move from that, folks, to our birthdays and see if you recognize any of the names on the list. Birthday music, please, Matt.
Ba-na-na-na. Birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
See, the birthday singers, they fall asleep, too. So let's see, who's celebrating a birthday? One of my favorite hotheads. I'm a big tennis fan. He's fun to watch with his commentary. He's great. Hot-tempered tennis champ. He would laugh at that description. Once married to Tatum O'Neal, 51 years old. John McEnroe. Stephanie Brass. She started at age 4 in television commercials and programs. Age 4, she's only 18. We go from that number past McEnroe to Ice-T. You see Ice-T in Law & Order SVU. 52 years old, rapper, actor. He was in Judgment Day. Remember his part in Judgment Day? LeVar Burton. Of course you know LeVar Burton. Big time break in Roots. He was Star Trek, The Next Generation. 53 years old. Sadly, if he were alive today, died in a skiing accident, Sonny Bono would have been 75 years old. Ever watch the movie White Christmas? Vera Ellen, she was a dancer in a bunch of the musicals, including White Christmas. Pretty, pretty woman. 89 years old. If he were alive today, the ultimate ventriloquist, Edgar Bergen, would be 107. People live that long, you know. He's the father of Candace Bergen. And he was the ventriloquist of Charlie McCarthy. That's it for birthdays. I'm going to say that you recognize at least a couple of those, I'm assuming anyway. We're hoping. If you have any suggestions for birthdays, you can send them to us at AmericaTonight.net.
Okay, okay, show's over, folks. Bye-bye. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it. On top. One, two, three, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.